In recent years, antiretroviral AIDS drugs have been in the forefront of the fight to prevent the spread of the disease from a mother to her baby. The most influential program in fighting HIV/AIDS in Africa is the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, or PEPFAR. Among other things, PEPFAR funds treatment and prevention efforts. Principal Deputy AIDS Coordinator and Chief Medical Officer for PEPFAR, Dr. Thomas Kenyon, notes that the United States has been a global leader in preventing mother-to-child transmission, often called PMTCT.
To date, we've supported PMTCT services for women in more than 10 million pregnancies, of whom approximately 800,000 were found to be HIV positive.
He says PEPFAR support for antiretrovirals has helped avert 150,000 infant infections. But some health activists know that despite much progress, only 1 in 10 HIV positive women in Africa has access to the medications. They say a more effective way to stop infections is preventing unintended pregnancies among HIV-positive women. According to recent newspaper reports, researchers with the U.S.-based group Family Health International say contraception is more reliable and less expensive than AIDS drugs. Policy analyst Katie Porter of Population Action International in Washington says PEPFAR could be far more effective by strengthening its prevention programs, including mother-to-infant prevention, by making contraceptives available to those who want them.
Or the immediate concern is that PEPFAR isn't supporting access to contraceptives, that while they can support condom use, and that's important, that they aren't providing these other contraceptive commodities to women in what would be a very appropriate setting, what's recognized internationally as a very appropriate setting. If you can intervene when women come in for these services and offer them contraceptives, you help to reduce unintended pregnancies among HIV-positive women, and that would just further enhance these programs.
PEPFAR supporters say its job is preventing the transmission of HIV/AIDS, and the only contraceptive that does so is the condom. But they note that USAID sponsors family planning programs that do include a wide variety of contraceptives, including IUDs, oral tablets, and injected medications such as Norplant. When President Bush introduced PEPFAR 5 years ago, he proposed a budget of $15 billion for its first 5 years, the majority of which would benefit 15 focus countries, 12 of them in Africa. Recently, it was announced that the goal would be surpassed for a total of nearly $19 billion. But Porter says only a very small portion of that money is earmarked for family planning and reproductive health, despite the critical role it plays in helping prevent HIV infection. As an example, she addressed President Bush's 2008 budget.
If you look more closely at PEPFAR's 15 focus countries, where efforts to address the needs of women and girls and address HIV prevention is paramount, we're seeing a decrease or sort of a flatlining of funding for international family planning in those 15 focus countries.
Population Action International says 4 of the 15 focus countries receive no family planning assistance, while only one, Rwanda, is marked to receive a small increase. The group says all 11 countries have high fertility rates and an unmet need for contraception. PEPFAR supporters say it's the U.S. Congress that authorizes and appropriates funding with the president's approval. That includes deciding on the amount of money allocated to the agency in charge of the bulk of family planning services, USAID. They note that PEPFAR's goal is preventing the transmission of HIV/AIDS. Therefore, PEPFAR's only involvement in family planning is in recommending methods that prevent the spread of the disease using condoms or practicing abstinence. Porter says advocates and providers are also concerned about some of the rules that are attached to PEPFAR's funding. For example, one says that at least one-third of all the prevention funds must go to programs that only teach abstinence. Some researchers complain that there is no scientific evidence that teaching restraint alone is effective. Porter says organizations that receive PEPFAR funding must also sign a pledge opposing prostitution. But prostitutes, she says, are at high risk of HIV and unintended pregnancies.
There's concern in the field that having such a statement would alienate the very people they're aiming to provide services to.
PEPFAR officials disagree. They say their program targets everyone, including high-risk groups like those who practice prostitution. They say PEPFAR is supporting the most diverse prevention strategy of any donor, which addresses prevention of mother-to-child transmission, as well as preventing sexual transmission by delaying sexual activity, being faithful, and using condoms. Kenyon says from 2004 to 2007, the United States provided 1.8 billion condoms worldwide, more than all other donors combined. At the same time, the U.S. government has a voluntary family planning and reproductive health program through USAID's Office of Population and Reproductive Health. USAID has provided an average of $440 million in family planning in the last 5 years, more than the average $427 million provided during the Clinton administration. Kenyon says this program is coordinated with PEPFAR to ensure appropriate linkages between these two distinct programs.
We have a number of country examples where we're adding, for example, counseling and testing to family and planning centers, adding services for prevention of mother-child transmission, as has been done through AMREF, the African Medical Research Education Foundation in Kenya, which has introduced PMTCT services in more than 30 family planning centers, and they've reached more than 20,000 women. So we can also improve linkages between HIV programs and family planning programs, and linking family planning programs with HIV care.
PEPFAR officials say that a comprehensive strategy is necessary, which combines the expertise of PEPFAR in fighting HIV with the family planning programs of USAID. I'm William Eagle in Washington.